Yes, g'day Andy, good to see you, mate. Getting into that business end of the year and you're playing a bit of Bruce Springsteen, which we love.
Oh, yeah, mate. The boss to fire you up for footy finals time, of course. The eve of week two. Before we get into that, mate, I want to ask you about Tyrone Peachy, who signed a three-year deal earlier in the year with the Titans and now is trying to back out of that, saying he doesn't want to go, he's bought a house, his wife's happy, he doesn't want to move the kids. Well, what does a contract mean?
Yeah, I think it's just bad luck for Tyrone Peachy, really. Like, I mean, this happens too much in rugby league, and it feels to me like every other time it happens to the Gold Coast. Yeah. So I'd be saying to them, you're coming up here, mate, or you're having a year off.
Yeah, and I think they will stick to their guns on that, Anthony, by the sounds of it, that they're trying to make a statement here. I mean, they've built a team for next year around him, and if he goes, then the players they've got in to support him, well, you know, they've got a big hole.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, they signed these contracts 6 months ago, and the Titans think to themselves, well, we've got a team now. We've got a utility player like Peachy coming, so that's taken care of, and then he tries to pull this little stunt. Like, I honestly don't care if he wants to live in Penrith or where he wants to live. 6 months ago, he signed a contract, or whenever it was, to say he'd go and play with his old coach at the Titans, who he knows, Brennan, from his days at Penrith. And look, there's no valid reason for him not to go. I say he goes, and he has no sympathy from me. And can I say this as well? Who'd want to live in Penrith when they can live on the bloody Gold Coast?
Well, there is that to consider as well. But does it bring up a broader question, mate? And that is, should contracts be signed at the beginning of a year for the following year? Should it not wait until the end of a season?
No, I don't think we need to look at the process here. We need to look at the individual and who's getting into his ear. And, you know, perhaps he had an issue with the other coach. Who knows? And now he sees that coach is gone, or perhaps his wife's getting cold feet. Mm. But they're not valid reasons, mate. You know, like, so I think every time something happens in rugby league, we look at the process and we need to look at the individual and where the individual stands in this. And he signed the contract, he and his manager. It was all done with goodwill above board. It was a very generous offer. He put pen to paper. There's no valid reason for him not to go. Either he goes or he sits out the season.
Mm. All right. Well, I think the Titans are willing to make him sit out the season too. So, all right. Well, let's get off that, mate, and get down to the action tomorrow night. It is Dale's Sharkies, of course. Dale Sport First there at Stockland Shopping Centre. A mad Sharkies supporter. He's got all the gear, and he's looking to wipe Penrith out for 2018.
Poor old Dale. You know, I got a call from Nicky over the weekend, last weekend, when Wade Graham got injured out for the season. Poor old Dale's in the curled up in a ball in the fetal position, crying his little eyes out. Poor Wade Graham, poor Wade. And I hate to say it for Dale and Nicky, mate, but I think that's a big enough loss for the Sharkies that they won't get over Penrith this weekend.
All right, so you're tipping the Panthers to beat the Sharks.
Yeah, I think James Maloney might be the difference in this game.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, now, probably the most important game of the year for your Rabbits, who, well, this is it, mate. It's do or die. Taking on the Dragons, who surprised us all, I think, last week with their win over the Broncos and how they did it.
Well, they did, didn't they? They blew them off the park. But in the process, Gareth Widdop's back on the sideline. Obviously, Paul Vaughan was already there. Jack DeBellin's not 100%. And the Rabbitohs probably, although I think they got a fair rub of the green against Melbourne, they probably were unlucky to lose. And I just think the Rabbitohs are going to absolutely beat them convincingly by 12 to 14 points. And that'll be the end of the Dragons for the year, and I think the Sharkies as well.
Yeah, maybe the cream will rise to the top, mate. They've certainly been the better team, the Rabbits, this year. All right, so you've got the Panthers and the Rabbits as your tips for this week, and it gets underway tomorrow night. Hey, Ant, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. I've got my Sport First Rabbitohs jumper on right now, lying in bed. Just the jumper on, no pants or anything, like Porky Pig.
We don't need to know that, mate. I'm sure Dale can fix you up with some Rabbits undergarments, if you know what I mean. Okay, mate. Cheers.